Welcome to the latest episode of the People Will Talk podcast. And today's a special episode, coming as it is after our successful launch of The Way by Dermot Miller yesterday in the Secret Kingdoms. To put a spin on Nescafe's slogan, where else? They have been our collaborators for a long time, for a lot of our events, and we're very grateful that they hosted us last night for what was a tremendous sellout. A lot of interest shown in the book, and it was capably handled and presented by the presenter, Eamon. Dermot was in fine form as the writer, answering questions, and the crowd seemed very much engaged with all the events. As you can imagine, The Way is a book that we published here at Hibernia, and it deals with a man who is walking the Camino of Santiago, trying to escape his troubled past and find absolution, traversing the beautiful region of northern Spain. So the purpose of this podcast is to basically go through some of the elements of the book that we really enjoyed as a publisher. So here we go. Starting off with the first one. One of the first things that interested us about the book was that the writer wrote something very original. I mean, a lot of people have written about the Camino de Santiago, and most of those accounts deal with an emotional transformation, typical, really, of stories where people travel. It's a road movie genre, in a sense. And this has the effect of making any such story atemporal. For all intents and purposes, the Camino of Santiago could be Middle Earth or Route 66. However, this book is unique because it is rooted to the Camino. And the writer, Dermot, of course, displays a lot of knowledge about the different towns and villages in northern Spain. And through this, he really shows us a love for the country and its food, showing the richness that is Spanish gastronomy. Furthermore, he loves the stories and myths, something which, it has to be said, unites Ireland and Spain. There are Celtic tales and stories about the Moors, showing the magic of the land and the history. Every church is a delight for him, and the main character stops frequently to look at the architecture and describe the doors and its intricate designs. In essence, this is not a vague story where a character changes. It is a story where, after reading it, you understand more about the character and the country. Apart from being a piece of interesting fiction, you understand more about this character through the people he meets, through his adventures, and the country itself. Which means you, the reader, or the listener in this case, you can travel as well. An armchair traveler, reading and listening and traveling through the story of Dermot Miller. Thus, we can say this story has many facets. It goes beyond the typical accounts of the Camino, and it reaches for something deeper, more lasting, more profound. And of course, at the end of the story, I'm not giving any spoilers away here, he does finally reach the Church of Santiago. And he is disappointed. He says, the character that is, there's no feeling of change. But the truth is, he has changed. And the point is that this is not about the destination, it's the journey. While this is a cliche, it remains true. And personally speaking, it reminds me of a French king, whose name escapes me now, a real one, I might add, who visited the north of Ireland in 1397. His mission was to travel to an island on the edge of Ireland, off the coast of Donegal, and find a gateway to the afterlife. After all, Ireland was at the edge of the known world, so this island had to be where an entrance to other worlds was located. He eventually arrived, and he too was disappointed. For this king, there was no sense of enlightenment, no sense of transcendental meaning. But was his journey a waste of time? No, of course not. He wrote a diary as he travelled, and the new customs and traditions of different countries are recorded. Thanks to him, we, the reader, have changed like him. We now have more knowledge about other worlds, other cultures, different people. This book is a way to discover other books as well. This author has read a lot. Dermot is very well read. He quotes the great Irish poet Seamus Heaney and the wonderful Spanish poet Miguel Hernández. In fact, the author translated one of Hernández's poems into English. It is an achievement because the translation is extraordinary, and in fact, both poets had some things in common. They were defined by politics, and they witnessed social changes and conflicts between the ordinary people and the state. While he was in prison, Hernández made things for his child, and he celebrated the beauty in everyday objects. Heaney did much the same, and his poems are full of vivid descriptions of cooking a meal, a simple act, or his father, the farmer, a humble man doing a humble job. Through this book, you can also learn about the links between Ireland and Spain. These are direct and indirect, and they give us another dimension to the story, a story that already has an interesting narrative. These links are universal as well as personal. They link the individual experience with something more profound and important. This book, like everything we've mentioned in all our other podcasts and activities, is about layers and connecting things. The shadow of Northern Ireland is in the book, and the violence that that implies. The author tackles the theme like an expert because he is from Northern Ireland, and the situation is something that he has lived. As a result, this is a complex story about violence and identity. This makes the book unique as well because most accounts of Irish history, particularly the events in Northern Ireland, between the IRA and the British governments, are not very well fleshed out. In this book, however, the violence of the IRA is shown, and so is the violence of the British government. The main character briefly joins the IRA, and it shows that these decisions are not always black and white. He joins because the British soldiers kill his friend, and he looks for revenge. The feeling he has is correct, even if his decision to join the IRA is not. In many ways, this part of the story is also universal. Sometimes, we make decisions when we don't fully understand the consequences. Maybe we are too young, or we lack experience, and then we must live with those consequences for the rest of our lives. This applies to Northern Ireland, but it could apply to any situation, to any person, and to any place in the world. As a result of all this, this book is, perhaps more than anything, a celebration of beauty. On the Camino, he distracts himself from the pain of Northern Ireland by seeing the beautiful things in Spain. In this way, this book is not just about the links between both countries, it is also about how the Camino attracts people from all over the world. Many people try to forget their problems on the Camino, and people walk or cycle. Some even do it by horseback. Some do it for religious reasons, others not. The full range of the human experience is shown here, which is appropriate because the main character also works as an ESL teacher, living in a European capital after moving from Ireland to London and then to Madrid. He is a man open to the world and its people. The people he meets on the Camino will also help him to understand his life and his decisions. Music is also a dominant theme in the book. It is part of the main character's general culture, and also helps him to forget about the past. This is another way to understand the links between Ireland and Spain. As we covered back in 2019 on our blog, Irish Slice of Madrid, in the Basque Country, the Albolca is a wind instrument that's pretty typical and popular in that part of Spain. It is a wind instrument that shares many similarities with wind instruments in Ireland. In fact, there are a few Hiberno Spanish groups that play a mixture of Irish and Basque songs using a combination of Irish and Basque instruments. It is curious, while both musical genres have their defining characteristics, the styles sound good when mixed together. The use of music is also interesting because it shows respect to this art. A song like Hotel California by the Eagles is as significant culturally as a church mosaic or an intellectual book. Personally, I love stories that show something unique and personal about a place. George Orwell, as we covered in a recent podcast, when he wrote about the Spanish Civil War, he tells a lot of personal anecdotes that are linked specifically to him. that tells us, as the reader, more about him. It is the same with the main character in this book. The fact that he hears a song in his head every day helps to keep him calm. But the one day he does not hear any song is when he feels something is wrong. Why has the music stopped? It is so personal and psychological, it really helps to make the story seem so real and dramatic. Thus, this epic book of a few hundred pages deals with a lot of themes. And at its heart is the enduring connection between Ireland and Spain.